The 4th annual Iron Range Harvest Festival is coming up this Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, and the festival includes cooking and preserving demonstrations, farm tours, and the Iron Range Harvest Festival Farmers Market at the Messiah Lutheran Church in Mountain Iron, and that's from 4 to 7 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The festival includes the farm tour from 9 to 11 this Saturday morning, and this year, the Harvest Festival is touring Floodwood River Farm, and joining us this morning is Jill Heitala from Floodwood River Farm. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the tour?
We are as ready as we'll ever be. We do have a working farm, and we're just in the normal process of what we do this time of year. We do mostly just gardening. We don't have like crops or things like that, and people can check out how we grow things and harvest. We do quite a bit of processing, dill pickles and salsa and stuff like that.
What are you going to show the visitors?
Oh, we're not sure how many there are going to be and if they're all coming at once. Kind of let it be up to what they would like to see.
Okay. So you mentioned you did a lot of pickling. Have you started the pickling already this year?
Yes, I did last batch of dill pickles and a batch of bread and butter pickles. And yeah, we have the gardens are not the greatest this year. I think we've had too much rain, so we don't have the volume that we normally do.
What do you do to make sure your dill pickles stay crisp?
Ooh, that's a old family secret. I use my mother's old dill pickle recipe. It's garlic dill. We put in there. That's part of the old recipe, and we don't boil the heck out of them once they're to seal them.
Jill?
They're good, yes.
So I feel like we literally, I don't know if it was an act of God or what, but you said we put something in there and you're literally, your phone shorted out.
Oh, maybe it's a secret. A grape leaf.
Yes. Okay. Fascinating.
And yeah.
I'm not sure what it does. Sometimes we've made it without the grape leaf, and you can't quite put your finger on it, but it's not quite the same. Some people think it helps the crispness, but I don't know. It's just, it was in the recipe, so we just keep doing it.
Well, I saw that you grow a lot of different things on the farm, and I saw you making some garlic braids.
Oh, yes. When we harvest the garlic, you have to kind of let it air out so it doesn't get moldy and stuff. So we braided it up the day we picked it. And boy, that's kind of tough to do. But we bring it to the market like that, and people can just point out which one they want, and we cut it off the braid, and there you go.
Oh, so you braid it while it's drying?
Yeah. Okay. While it's still kind of green. These are hard-hit garlic, so the stalks don't bend real easily.
Right, so it must be a little bit of a trick to braid them.
It is, and my hands smell, I smell garlic on my hands for a few days. Which isn't a bad thing.
I was going to say, that's a good thing.
But yeah.
Give us a little tour of your farm. What does it look like there? And, you know, how big is it? And how long have you been there?
We got married in 79, been here ever since. My husband built himself a little bachelor shack before that and ended up with a wife and kids and added on to the house a few times. My son and his wife and two kids share our house. We kind of made it into a duplex. We are in the woods. We're halfway between Hibbing and Floodwood, and we have cleared out. We have a garden near the house that doesn't get a lot of sun. And then we have a bigger garden behind that, half a football field maybe.
Okay.
I'm not good at amounts. And then we have a huge garden behind that this year I'm planting cover crops and tilling them in and keeping the weeds down. And next year we're going to plant in that one and let the middle garden rest, which is good to help the soil recover and put a lot of compost in it and cover crops and till them in. That'll help. You take a lot out of the soil every year, but you should be putting back.
You said early in the season you do maple syrup. Is that on your property as well?
Yes, we're in the woods. We've got a fair amount of maple trees mixed in with the white pines and Norways. Some years we've tapped over 100 trees. I think this last year we didn't tap as many. And we have a little building that's part greenhouse, part sugar shack, part canning shed, and a deer stand, all in one building. We do the boiling in there because boiling maple syrup in the house, you get your windows steam up and your walls get kind of sticky.
You know, that sounds so northern Minnesota, what you just said with that one building.
Oh, yes. It was kind of, and my daughter's works with architects, so she kind of designed it, and it's just kind of a neat little thing. I grow a lot of flowers in addition to the fruits and vegetables, sell them at the farmer's market in Hibbing.
One of the things that you do at the farmer's market, I understand, is that you sell homemade soap. Tell us about the soap.
Oh, it's just a pine tar soap, a real basic old-fashioned soap like great-grandma maybe used to make. It smells like saunas. It's got that pine tar smell to it. It does help for itchy skin if you get a lot of mosquito bites. My husband's brother had eczema real bad as a kid, and pine tar soap was one thing that helped calm the itching. So we sell it for that, and sometimes people come along and take a sniff and say, oh, I have to help with this. But it's ugly. It's not pretty soap.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, it's brown, and it kind of, you know, when you walk past and just glance at it, it almost looks like a crusty biscuit or something. Well, homemade soaps, you can make them look really pretty, but we just don't.
You also make salsa. What do you have, special salsa recipes?
I have a recipe I got from my sister-in-law, and it's just, it's really good. And you can make it mild, medium, or hot. I don't like a lot of heat, so I like it mild, but it depends on the proportion of hot peppers to mild peppers that you put in. Yeah, and it's nice to open one in the middle of the winter because everything was fresh and ripe and summery when you put it in there. And it just kind of captures a little bit of summer. It just kind of hits the spot.
So you sell at the farmer's market in Hibbing?
Yes, yes. We're a growing market. We are across from McDonald's on Highway 37. This year we're open Tuesdays 2 to 5, Fridays 9 to 1, and Saturdays 9 to 1.
What do you have to do to get ready for the market?
Oh, I harvest pretty much everything the night before, and like carrots and beets, you got to wash them and put them in bunches. My husband usually digs potatoes. The last thing I get ready is the flowers, because the later in the day you can cut them, the fresher they'll stay. You know, if you cut them in the hot sun, they want to wilt faster. Let's see. He usually loads the van, and he gets a smattering of some of the canned goods out of the house. It's a several-hour process.
And you do that 3 days a week?
Well, because we both work full-time, we go Saturdays. Occasionally, I'll take my afternoon off on Tuesdays, and I'll load the van Monday night and bring it to work and park in the shade and then go to the market for 2 o'clock. This week, we're not going to go Tuesday. It's just, Tuesday was yesterday. this week, it'll just be Saturday.
It sounds like you and your husband, Rob, are really hardworking people.
In the summer, you should see us in the winter.
Yeah. Just no, slackers, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I grew up in southern Wisconsin. My folks had a truck farm and gardens, and that's just something I've always done. We enjoy seeing what the garden can produce. We kind of challenge ourselves. Some years we've had bad luck with things, and then the next you think, okay, we're going to grow this one more time. If it doesn't work, we're not going to try it again. And then the next year it's like, wow, that really grew well. Mm-hmm. So it's never real predictable, and I don't know. It's just the market is fun. The people are happy to be there, and it's just a nice atmosphere. Nice to eat local healthy food that, you know, hasn't been loaded full of chemicals or preservatives.
What can you tell us about the Harvest Festival? What other things besides the farm tour are happening this weekend?
The Harvest Fest for us, we haven't really been involved because this is a busy time of the year, so mm-hmm. I can't tell you too much about previous years. I know they have our farm scheduled. They also have some community gardens in Virginia are also scheduled, and Mr. Ed's farm east of Hibbing, he has a draft horse event, and that's also on the schedule if people want to stop there. I was there last year, and it was really fascinating. They have the draft horses pulling antique farm equipment, potato diggers and different things, and horse-drawn carriage rides, and just a fun day for families. They do have a farmer's market in the afternoon, and farmers and crafters from all over. I don't know how many they got. This is a really busy weekend for lots of events, and that's 4 to 7. And it's part of Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability, and they are into trying to help people be, sustainability, to be able to live off your land without destroying the environment and without depending on other areas. I'm not very good at explaining that.
I think everybody has a definition for what is sustainable, but it's a good thing to work toward.
Exactly. Well, they put on Earth Fest in April around Earth Day, and that has been a very well-attended event. And they talk about, at that, they do stuff on recycling and solar power and you name it. There's a lot of neat little workshops and things at that event.
So, Jill, your farm tour is 9 to 11 in the morning this Saturday. Do people need to arrange in advance if they come?
No, we're just show up. This is new to us. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of people showing up or not very many. Whatever, we'll be fine with however it is. And people can ask about what interests them. My son will be here the whole time, and he's the guy with the tractor who likes plowing and tilling in the cover crops, and he's pretty enthusiastic too, just as my husband and I are.
It sounds like almost like an open house at your place for mm-hmm. a couple hours this Saturday.
That's kind of what I'm expecting it to be. Right. And maybe everybody will show up at the beginning, and maybe everybody will show up at the end. I think it depends on how people want to schedule their day.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us this morning and telling us about Floodwood River Farm, and I hope you have a lot of company on Saturday.
Well, yes and no. We're not going to do any special cleanup for company. What you see is what you get, I guess.
Or love it.
That wasn't quite right, but yeah.
You can clean up after the fact.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, Jill, thanks Alrighty. For talking with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, bye-bye.